هذا نقول لي تكنيكال ان راديو اون تاور so we were working on it and then it became okay so we resumed the operation yesterday because the closure of the airport when the radio got stopped that doesn't mean the airport is closed no
When the radio communication system was not functioning well, how did that affect the regular flight?
We told an essential international flight to hold until we fix the radio, because for their safety. So that is the reason we told them to hold after we fix the radio, and then we called them so that they come. They say no. We can't tell, we'll come tomorrow. We say, fine, there is no problem. We cannot just put them by force. No. So this morning, the flight who did not come yesterday, they came.
Okay, I would like to know, for somebody who may be somewhere listening and he doesn't know how this system works, maybe you could explain in simple terms, how does the radio system help to coordinate or regulate taking off or landing of plane?
This is a technical work, so you may not understand. As I know, previously, I was a radio operator those days. So you make a separation for the landing, like the big aircraft, you make a separation. If they are coming, then and it's small, then you will let the one small, if they are using one route. The small cocoon will be on down, lower a bit, and the bigger will be higher a bit.
Okay.
If there are others a plane, then you can hold them. You just say 10 miles from now, you hold there so that you let others land it.
No.
Take off. And by the way, the first priority always, we give it to plane who are landing. And when we will hold the plane on the ground, those who want to take off, after we clear the airspace, from the plane who are landing, then we release the other on the ground.
Do you know why the communication system developed some technical problem?
It is just a machine. It is a machine. It can go off, and the person can make it, because this is a machine. It was done by a man, and still it can get spoiled, and then you can fix it.
Finally, what is your message to the public out there, those who want to travel or come to Juba, what would you tell them?
The airport is operational, as normal, as usual. Now we are okay. General call, help us also, give us another backup radio. So we have now two radios are working. If the other one, if it is well off, then the other one will take and then we will repair the other. So there is no problem that will occur as I'm talking now. Everything is 100%. There is no problem and all that thing. Yesterday, the domestic flight, they were working yesterday. So people who were going to state, they went yesterday as normal. So there is no problem, and we don't expect something such a thing to occur. Yeah, that is why we get a new radio now. As a backup. The another thing I will tell to the public, we are going to give a circular. Receiving of the bodies, we will not be allowed again the bodies to be received inside the air site. The bodies will be received at a land site, outside. Nobody will allow again to go and get it. So the companies will receive, will take an ambulance, will go and upload the disease and then take to the people who need at outside. So nobody will be allowed to access again up to inside there, because it caused us a lot of problem now. Because most of the women, they want always and cry at the plane. And that one is completely give us a very big problem internationally. So that is a small message. If anybody rejected by the security not to access, please let them wait outside at the land site. No one will be allowed to access air site. The body will be put by the company and then come and hand over to whoever who came to come and receive the body. That is a very is a message, and I think is not. I'm not talking to somebody directly. Mm. It is all of us. It is a message to all of us, and it is also. It is good for us, for our airport, to be like other airport in the world, because there is no airport in this world. People go near the plane and go and receive people surrounded the plane. There is nothing of that kind. So we want to correct such a thing. Yes, people will learn slowly. But that is a message I'm telling to the public, nobody, and all the companies also telling them not to allow it. If they will be allowed to people to enter to the airside, mean that either it will amount, either we will withdraw the license of the company, or we will give a very heavily a fine to the company.
It's all to do with improving the image of the airport, or there are also some risks associated with the people going very close?
Both of them, they cannot be ruled out. Security-wise, an improvement of our airport.
When will you start implementing this directive?
Yeah, there will be a circular that will come in this coming week.
There also used to be a lot of this tendency of people riding motorcycle in the airport, even others who are driving. How is the situation there currently?
Yeah, that one will cover what I am talking about. It will cover all those things.